Welcome to What's Poppin'. This week, my guest is my wonderful wife, Lauren Engelhart. Lauren, thanks for coming on the show today.
Hi.
So, Lauren, I know most of these answers, but the people of Prince of Peace may not. So, how long have you lived in the area?
Almost 1 year. So, on April 1st last year was when we packed up the cars and drove all the way up the coast. So, well, actually more through Central California than the coast. we're coming up on the 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, it's pretty soon, actually. How did you get to Prince of Peace?
Funny story.
Yeah.
You accepted a call here. So here we are.
Where were you before Prince of Peace?
This is just funny because you know all these answers.
Yes, I know.
I know. So before Prince of Peace, we spent 8 years in Southern California in the Oceanside Vista, North San Diego County area.
Another tri-city area, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, Oceanside, Vista, and Carlsbad.
Yeah. Yeah. So we were down there for about 8 years. And prior to moving to California, we lived in Wisconsin, which is where we are originally from, Milwaukee area of Wisconsin, save for 3 years when you were at seminary in St. Louis.
What was your favorite experience for work or job so far in life?
Well, my favorite experience is the most recent one, and that's the one that I talk about with everyone, so I'm not going to talk about that here. Because as I was thinking about all of my work experience, of reflecting back, the first job that I had when I was 14, I worked in my dad's office.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like filing and making copies and not very exciting. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I took away from that was like getting to see a different perspective on my dad.
Oh, yeah.
Where he wasn't just like this.
Your dad?
He wasn't just my dad. Like, you know, he was Tom and he had friends and he, you know, had like this completely different side to him that I had never seen before. And my sisters never really got to see.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
Did he ever have his office pranked by his coworkers?
No. Not that I recall. There was no pranking happening.
No pranking in that office.
No.
Sounds not fun.
And then my second job, I got to work with my mom. But both of my sisters also ended up working at the same place as my mom when they were in high school.
Did they? I didn't know that.
So my mom worked in a hospital in the laboratory, and I got to work in the lab with my mom. But my sisters, one worked in the cafeteria and one worked housekeeping at the same hospital.
Really? Which one worked housekeeping? Lynn?
Lynn.
Yeah. For some reason, that makes sense. I don't know why.
Well, because she went into housekeeping later in life, too.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. Okay. Before she landed where she is now.
Yeah. Okay. What are two things from last Sunday's message that you found interesting or good or made you think a little bit?
Well, last Sunday's message, that was a heavy one.
Mm-hmm.
Because Pastor Zelt was starting the series on the lies of the devil.
Yeah, overcoming the lies.
Overcoming the lies.
Yeah.
And I think the thing that struck me most was Pastor Zelt's like demeanor during that message. He was like a level of like serious and fired up that I have not seen very much. So it really shows like how passionately he wanted to get his message across.
There is definitely an elevated level of concern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. It was very clear, like, take this seriously.
Yeah.
This is important.
Mm-hmm.
Take it home.
Yeah. And it fits in well, actually, with talking about the Lord's Prayer real recently, right? Like, of all the things that Jesus tells us to pray about, the last thing he's like, you know, beware of the evil one. Like, ask God to protect you from the evil one.
Yeah, for sure. And so the video that he included with the balloon and, like, everybody having their own perspective on this balloon, was it red or was it not red? That, like, I thought it was really well done, like a really well done piece of observational satire about relative truth. The part that like kind of convicted me was I could see myself in each one of those people, like different points of my life, not necessarily right now.
But
different points where, it is green or it doesn't exist at all, or being able to like hop from one point of view to another and be like, oh, well, here it's green and here it's yellow and here it's back here it's purple. Nobody's seen purple before, you know, like that. I felt convicted because I've been there.
Yeah. And I think all of us have been there. And I thought that was really done well. Video too is probably one of the best ones I've seen where it sort of nailed our cultural United States American relative truth mm-hmm. issues that we have. All right. Is there anything else from this previous Sunday's message that you thought was interesting or good or stuck out to you?
Well, in contrast to like pastor's demeanor during the message, where it was very serious and a very high level of concern, was the baptism that we got to witness at the beginning of the service, and just like the pure joy that came out from getting to participate in that. And
yeah, you could tell he had a connection to that family too.
Yeah, that was clear. He seemed to know them pretty well.
Yeah.
It was just, it's always cool to see a baptism to witness God working in that way. But then to just see the extreme like love and joy of participating in like part of the amazing work that God has for us in this little child's life. And then the reminder of why we need it so much later in the message.
And then there was also the during the kids talk at the 11 o'clock service as well, where the little girl asked, are God and Jesus the same person?
Yeah, that was a great question.
And he got to go, yes. She goes, oh, okay.
And then he made the point of that's how we can trust what Jesus tells us is true because he is God.
Yeah, it was a good service.
Yeah.
Yep. This has been, in general, an unusual what's popping for me, too, because A, I know most of these things about you.
Yeah.
And B, it's the earliest I think I've ever done a what's popping recording. So
it's morning.
It's morning. Yeah. Like early, pretty early in the morning. But I do have one question, which I thought was pretty good, actually, when we came up with it last night. Well, I came up with it as you were trying to help me figure out questions. And that is, what is the most surprising food you like as an adult that you didn't like growing up?
Well, probably some important background for people to understand is that I was an exceptionally picky eater as a child. Like, if it wasn't beige, I probably wasn't going to eat it.
And the right texture.
A lot of refined carbs and not a lot of veggies or anything like that.
Not a lot of veggies?
Okay, so I had like weird rules, like nothing green, nothing that lived in the water, no mushrooms. Those are the big three rules.
Yeah.
Nothing touching.
Yeah, that's a common one though.
Yeah. So I was pretty picky as a kid.
Yeah.
And as an adult, I've grown out of a lot of those things.
You have.
And I would say that learning how to cook and as my cooking skills have improved over the years, like that has been key to trying new foods.
You're a very good cook.
Oh, thank you. I try.
Mm-hmm.
One of those lifelong skills continuously improving upon.
Okay. You're dancing around the answer.
Well, so learning how to cook and learning how to prepare things myself and learning which flavors I like has helped a lot. So I would say you've also had an influence because you said, can we please just have a green vegetable sometimes?
And your daughter likes green vegetables too.
Yes, I'm thankful she takes more after you than after me in that sense. But the biggest surprise has been learning to cook and eat fish.
That was my guess.
Because that for a long time was just no. Not gonna happen. But you had requested, could we eat fish more often? So I learned how to cook salmon, and I found a few salmon recipes that I actually enjoy.
Yeah.
And our daughter loves it.
Yeah, fish night's a special night in our house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the one I was guessing that was the one you were gonna say, because like your rule of nothing that lived in the water was hard and fast for a very long time.
And I still can't do shellfish.
Yeah, it tastes very different. And I'm trying to think, when's the first time you really ate salmon? It was maybe 6 or 7 years ago?
I think it was even, it was, I feel like it was mid-pandemic.
Even less than that, yeah. So it's pretty recent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing how you can change over time and
grow as a human?
Grow as a human being. Yeah.
I mean, you've seen a lot of that.
Yeah. Oh, and you've seen that in me.
Yes.
Yes. Well, my dear, thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. It was only a little weird.
Just a little.